Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Sukkah. Sukkah, daf Yudalad. We left off, really, we reached the top of Yudalad and Aleph, but we're really in the middle of a Gemara discussing the topic of Yodes as it relates to Schach and Tumah. So the basic idea is that when you have something which is an Eichel, something which is a food, it's Mekabel Tumah, food's Mekabel Tumah, and therefore cannot be used for Schach. We know Schach has to be Dover, Shein Mekabel Tumah. Yodes are the handles, so to speak, the handles, like by the grapes, it's the stems that connect to the grapes, which, if they have a din yad, even though the stems themselves are not edible, because they're a yad for the pri, they become roy lekabel tumah, like the pri itself, like the grape. That's the idea of yodes. So the Gemara brought in a discussion, first the Gemara brought a shita of Rab Abba, who discusses that when you are beitzer, when you prune grapes to take them to the vat, to the wine press, in order to press for grape juice, over there the stems do not have a din of yad, they're not mekabel tumah. And why is that? Because you don't want the stems there, you're pressing the juice out of the grapes, you don't want any foreign substance there to absorb the juice. The stems are going to absorb some of the juice, you don't want that. Since it's against your wishes, that stem is not going to be considered yad, and when it happens mekabel tumah, that stem for the grapes, that one was beitzer, that one pruned for the gat, would not be a problem of being mekabel tumah, and would actually be, those stems would be okay for, theoretically, would be okay for schach. But the point is, In the context of Rav Abba, they're not mekabel tumah, those yadas. Comes along with Benashia, and Benashia Bar Gada said, in the name of Ravuna, that if one cuts down grains for schach, he doesn't want the grain himself for schach, he wants the stems and the parts that hold the grain for his schach, and the grain itself is, anyway, mekabel tumah, grain itself can't be schach. The halacha is that the yadas are also not mekabel tumah. The Mar explains that the one who says it by Beitzer may argue and say by grains, you still really could use the stems to hold the grains, to perhaps use the grains after Sukkot, and therefore maybe would be considered mekabel tumah, whereas the one who says that even by grains, the yad, there's no din of yad, even by the grain, that the stem which holds the grain is not a yad of tumah, is not considered a yad for tumah. Certainly, when it comes to the vat, pruning grapes for the vat will not be mekabel tumah. That was the Gemara's conversation towards the bottom half of Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara then asks that if that's the case, we have we're discussing over here, Rav Menashe is saying a matter of fact, that when you cut the grains down, the halach is the yad is not considered, even for Sukkah purposes, the yad is not mekabel tumah. We see to have machlekes in a brisa, a machlekes tanayim, whether or not when we count for schach purposes, when we count what's kosher for schach, do you need the general stem? So let's say by the vine, you have the vine, you have the stem that connects to the grape, and then you have the grape itself. Do you need the vine to be mevatel, to be larger than the stem and the grape, or just larger than the grape itself? We have machlekes tanayim. What's that machlekes? The machlekes is, and the same thing by figs and by other produce. What's that machlekes? Isn't that machlekes itself whether or not when you're cutting down fruit or some sort of edible food together with its yad, with its stem, and more psalas, that do we consider the yad a yad for the pri in that case or not? That's the machlekes. So Rav Nashi's din seems to be machlekes tanaim, which never gishmak to have an amira's din be totally in a machlekes tanaim. It seems to be a machlekes whether we call this stem of the grain or stem of the grape a yad, and it's mekabel tumah, and it won't be good for schach, and if you have to have a larger amount of clear non mekabel tumah, clear psalus outnumbering it or not. It's machlekes tanaim, not Rav Nashi. The Amara is trying to deflect. The Rav Nashi will say that no, that Rav Nashi says he can go like both tanaim. How so? Because Rav Nashi is going to say, really, stam zay, a stem is, if you're cutting down for schach purposes, the stem is not considered a yad, it's not mekabel tumah, and it'll be good for schach. The whole machlekes in that brisa was when it was initially cut for eating purposes. Since it was initially cut for eating purposes, therefore, once it was cut for eating, it gets a shame yad. The stem is there to support the fruit, and the fruit is mekabel tumah. So the stem is a yad, also mekabel tumah. And now, once it got that status, we have machlekes, the fact that he's changing his mind alone to use it for schach, is that enough to take away the status of tumah from this yad, from the stem, or not? That is the machlekes. But Rav Nashi says, in a case where you cut it explicitly for schach, lechatchila, everyone agree, it wouldn't be, yeah, that's the Gemara's suggestion. Ask the Gemara, and with this we'll get to exactly where we left off inside. Ask the Gemara the last words of the page. You give him a base onto your Dalam Aleph. We know that when something becomes susceptible for tumah, so let's say when you're fashioning a kli, so until you finish, it's a finished product, it's not mekabel tumah. Let's say a person's making a chair, And he decides in the middle, he only made the seating part, he didn't make the back. He decides in the middle, I'm not gonna finish the back, I'm gonna leave it as a bench. I'm not gonna make it a chair, I'm gonna leave it as a bench. That machshava that I'm leaving as is renders it a finished product. Once it's a finished product, it's mekabel tumah. So a machshava alone could bring something to a status of completion, to bring something to the status of being mekabel tumah. But once something is mekabel tumah, a machshava now, let's say further, I'm going to finish that bench back into a chair, I'm gonna do more work to it, that's not enough to take away the status of tumah. That's the Feirush Mishnah in Kalim, that once something is already really kabel tumah, in order to take away, you have to start actually working on the bench to make it a chair, then already you started doing work. A maisa is maybe midei machshava, maybe midei maisa, but a machshava alone cannot undo even a machshava. So in our case, tomorrow's back to question, how can you tell me that there's a machlekes tanaim, when he cut it initially for food purposes, which makes it for sure a yad for tumah, and now he changed his mind to use it for schach, that should take away the tumah. Oh, it's machlekes least. If it takes away the tumah, we have a fair submission that a machshava alone is not going to be enough. That's where we left off. V'chi tema. So we're up to Yudanam and Aleph. V'chi tema. It's a fifth line down from the top of the page. V'chi tema. Hani mili kalim. Maybe by kalim the chashivi, kalim b'char chashiv, over there, machshav alone is not sufficient. Avol, yadis, legabi the yad, legabi peiris, over there, machshav alone maybe is sufficient. The whole status of tumah for the yad is because it was needed for tzerich achila, and now that you have it in mind, you're not going to use it for achila, you're using it for schach. So says the Gemara, perhaps they'll say machshav nasa, machshav sakla. Maybe machshav alone brings it to status of tumah, and machshav alone can take it away from status of tumah. Not true. Vatran, but we learned in a mission. This is actually a mission in Uktzin. Kol yadis eichel shabasim begarim tyrus. All handles of foods that were basan, literally means it was broken up. We'll see exactly what it means in a minute. Shabasan begarin tyrus. All yadis of food that were broken up in the gairin are tar. The yadis lose the status of, they lose the status of tumah. Rabbi Yasi mitame, and Rabbi Yasi is mitame. Bishlam adam basan hit agida. Now, what does basan mean? There's a machlekes, what exactly basan means? There's one opinion that says basan means you simply untie it. There was a bundle, the yadis were there, the yadis were there together. It was tied in a binding, in a bundle, and you untied it. So if untying it alone is enough to take off tumah, that would be really, untying is really a form of machshava. Yes, you're doing an act, but you're not really changing the yad, the status of the yad, to the pre itself, and therefore the fact that it no longer is mekabel tumah is telling me that machshava not enough. Says the Mishnah Bishlam, the man number, basan hit agdan. According to the opinion, it says when basan simply means he's untying it, and that yet that's enough to take away the din of tumah. Not according to Beisi, by the way, keep that in mind, it'll be relevant in a couple lines. But at least according to Tanakama Shapir. So here too, the mere thought to switch it from a food to be my schach, that alone could take away the din of tumah on the yad. Elamad amar basan, my basan. According to the opinion, it says, what does basan mean? Basan means basan mamish. You mamish crushed the straw. You crushed it. So that's actually a maisa. So that's what's taking away off the tumah. Michael Amir. So back over here, simply changing my thought process to using this as food, from changing that to using it as schach, will not be enough to take away the status of tumah. So my yadis will still retain a shame of tumah and shouldn't be kosher for schach. So what are we going to say over here? L'chayra, we have to see Ramnashi's din is a machlekes tanoim. Says Amar, no. Hachram bishop basam mamish. We'll have to say, in order to avoid Rav Nasha's din being a machlekes tanaim, what we're going to say is the case in the Braisa was where they crushed the stems. The stems were actually crushed. So they had decided to use it for, they wanted to use it for eichel. That gave it a status of mekabel tumah. They changed their mind to use it for schach, but they just changed their mind to use it for schach. They crushed the stems before they moved it to use it for schach. And since they crushed the stems, that was an act. It was a maisa. And over there, it's going to lose the status of, it's going to be mechleikis, if that's enough to lose the status of being mekabel tumah and being kosher schach. The Martak asks, why is it a mechleikis? Everyone should agree once you crushed it that no longer is it mekabel tumah, and then once you get kosher schach, we come up with such a good explanation. Why would anyone say it's not kosher schach? Why is there still mechleikis in the Braisa? Says the Martak, so what Takid Achayim say in the Braisa that it's no good for schach? Why is it retaining bechlal a shame of tumah if you crushed it? The Martak says, like we just go to the Braisa a minute ago. There was Shita Rebasi that argues. Answers Gemara, the Amar Kabesi, that other opinion holds a Kabesi, Tatan, we said Rabesi Mitame, Rabesi is Mitame, we had a Machlaikas. Even after you base the sun, even after you crush the stems, does it retain the status of Tumah? Again, for our purposes, just to, I know there's a little bit of a cheshbon over here, but just to keep the basic idea is, anything which is really Kabbal Tumah is not fit to be Schach. once I get rid of the stems from the kapatum, it's fit to be schach. The more is bothered that once I'm crushing these stems, once I'm crushing these the stems of the grain, the chayr is no longer, I've destroyed the shem yad. It's no longer really kapatumah. So why would it be mechleikis even if it could be used for schach? The more is answering, yes, because the man number achirim, who says it can't be used for schach, goes like Rabbeisi, who clearly, we just quoted two lines ago in the Brisa Hell, that even when it's basan, it still retains the shame of tumah. It still retains, crushing alone is not enough to take away the status of being a yad for an eichel. And therefore, it won't be good for schach either. That's that opinion was aligned with Rabbi Yosi. Ask the Gemara, "Hi, am I bishlam hasam tapa Rabbi Yosi?" Because Chazik b'shem Lakish, Dama b'shem Lakish, Hel b'ruis leif ba'atar. The Gemara says, "How could you compare?" Rabbi Yosi was saying that it retains the shame handle and a yad, and therefore it's really kabbalatim. Even if you crush it, because even if you crush the stems, it still gives you the ability. The fact that the stems are still there, they may be crushed, but it's still there and connected to the grain. It gives you the ability. Ba'atar is like a pitchfork. It gives you the ability to turn it over with a pitchfork, because the grains are attached to something which you can now move around with a pitchfork. But over here, in the Braisa, where your intention is to use it for schach, and you've crushed the stems, and your intention is not to be using it for this with this pitchfork by the gairin. So what usage does, once you crush the stems, that should be enough to take away the status of tumah, and it should be kosher for schach? How's the any madamer who says it's not kosher for schach answers the Gemara? There is still a benefit. There is still a usage for these crushed stems, namely what chazi lichi sasar lemikle biglayo. It's fit because after Sukkos, we touched on really when we started, after Sukkos, the person may still want to use the grains. And how is he going to use the grains? You could hold the crushed stems and use that to move and carry the grains. And therefore, since it can still be used theoretically as a yad, even though you've demonstrated that right now you don't want it to be in its perfect status of a yad, but right now you want it for schach, but since it still can be used for yad after Sukkos, that opinion holds, it maybe didn't lose the shem yad, still considered a kapal tumah, and therefore still can't be used for schach. So we've successfully explained that the brice, the machlekes, whether or not the stems of the grains can be used, are considered a kapal tumah, and therefore whether or not it can be used for schach, is not really, which Rashi didn't seem to say very clearly, that if you cut it for schach purposes, that it's kosher for schach, and we have a brayse that's machlekes tanoim, we're ultimately sticking to our original answer, that in the chami, had you cut it specifically for schach purposes, there wouldn't be a problem with kosher schach. Over the end, the brayse we're talking about where it was cut initially for food purposes. Once it's cut for food purposes, it gave it a status. Once it gave it a status, it gave it the yada status of mekabel tumah. Therefore, the whole discussion circles around what is it going to take, or is there a method of getting rid of the shem yad, the shem kapal tumah, by way of crushing it. If one crushes it, is that enough to get rid of it or not? And that's the machlokes tanoim there. But again, had he cut it initially for schach, then even according to achirim, everyone would agree it would be kosher for schach. Like Rav Menashe, Rav Menashe's din is not going to be tully in a machlokes tanoim. Okay. Says that there's a question amongst the achrenim. We're going to have a gemara coming up that once something is mekabel tumah, and therefore not kosher for schach, even if it loses the shame kabbalah tumah, we'll explain in a second how, it's still going to remain possible schach. And the classic case is, let's say you have clothing. Clothing are mekabel tumah. So we even discussed the end of the shir, about the pishtin, the flax, right? We discussed that if you processed it already, no good for schach. It's mekabel tumah. If you didn't process it, as it goes to the ground, it wasn't processed, it's raw, it's not mekabel tumah, it is good for schach. So what if you have article clothing of pishtin clothing that is not kosher for schach because of mekabel tumah, but it gets worn out? Once it's worn out, the lechera would not be considered a proper beggar anymore. It's no longer really mekabel tumah anymore. It loses the status of mekabel tumah. Halacha is he still can't use it for schach. Since it was mekabel tumah at some point, even though that's no longer mekabel tumah, can I even use for schach? That is halacha by clothing shebalam, clothing that got worn out. So, b'zayin frekta chalkas akav, chalkas yayav, frektas fasemes, frekta many achrenim. If that's the case, so while over here by basasan, once this yad has a shem yad, this stem has a shem yad, after you crushed it, why is it any worse than clothing that was balan? Once it was a yad, it was mekabel tumah. It's no good for schach. Once it's no good for schach, why is crushing it going to be sufficient to give it a shame that it's now kosher for schach? Azay frekta achrenim, right? It should be parallel to once it had a shame mekabel tumah, it's not good for schach. It should be no good forever, like by clothing. Answers fasemes that crushing grain is not usual. It's abnormal. It's like meaning clothing is normal for clothing to eventually get worn out. And it was mekabel tumah when it wasn't before it was worn out. It wasn't good for schach. Since that's the derech is ultimately to get worn out, that's normal. So that's not enough of a shinui, even though it's no longer mekabel tumah for tumah purposes, but for schach purposes, it's not enough of a shinui in its status to say that it's not a dover mekabel tumah, and therefore it's still going to be no good for schach. Whereas by crushing the stems, that's a clear act of destruction. It's more of a kumbah, say a positive act to go make it no longer mekabel tuma over there. That positive act is enough to take away the status kabel tuma, to take away that psul for schach as I emphasize. Chakazerev says it's a much more simple chiluk. That you can't compare something which is inherently mekabel tuma to something that was mekabel tuma. Very good, Liza. I see that you were thinking about the answer. You can't compare something. Exactly. By the clothing had a status of kli. It was inherently mekabel tuma because it's a kli. By the yad, even we're talking about over here, a yad of food, not a yad of a kli. But the point is, the yad is subordinate to the food, and because the food is mekabel tuma, the yad is mekabel tuma. Okay, so once it's the same yad, it's kosher to be schach. It wasn't inherently. It was mekabel tuma, but it wasn't mekabel tuma inside itself. It was mekabel tuma because it served for something else. Once you get rid of that status, therefore it's not mekabel tuma, and it will be kosher for schach, because it wasn't at the level of a kabbal tumah like the kli itself, which was inherently a kabbal tumah. Very good, Lazi Mechamim, to think chalkas yayim. Okay, says the Gemara further. I purposely didn't use those words because eichel was also inherently not a kli, but eichel is mekabbal tumah mitzadat musay. That's so. Maybe it's a little different than what you're getting at. Eichel is mitzad itself mekabbal tumah. That itself maybe would take more to make a kosher schach like by the clothing, which is a kli itself, whereas the yad is only subordinate, and therefore it's easier to take away that status. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Gufa. Kala yadis aichlin shabasa megayren tyrus. We said that all yadis of aichlin, that you were basam the gayren. We already spoke at the two malchim of what basam means. Either means to untie it or means to crush it. The Marana is going to elaborate on that a drop. All these yadis of aichlin that were basam the gayren that were undone on the gayran, they're no longer running the kabbal tuma. Rabbi Yisrael Tamer says no, it retains the status of being the kabbal tuma. My basa, what does basa mean? Rabbi Yechon basa mamish, it means literally crushing them. Rabbi Lozaymer hit agdan, it means simply untying them. Machlekes is exactly what it means. Asking Rabbi Shlomo the Rabbi Lozer, Tamer basa hit agdan. If basa means you broke it up, how do you tap Rabbi? So we understand better. Rabbi Yisrael says untying it alone, even though you change the status, you took it out of the status of being a bundle, it's not enough of a change to say, I no longer want the yad to be a yad, and it's still a kabbal tumah. I understand why Rabbi Yisrael would still say it's tummy in that case after you untied it. Crushed it, so why is Rabbi Yisrael say it retains the status of being a kabbal tumah? As a yad, you crushed the straw, you took away the status of being a handle, why is it still called a yad? Answer to Gemara. We already know the answer because we kind of got into the Shachar Tayr for our purposes of Araya before, but here the Gemara spells it out for us. Amar Shimon Lakish, however, Ruyas Leifchem Atar. No, still, it still has usage because even though it's no longer, you've defected, it's full usage as a yad, but with a pitchfork, when you're trying to turn over the grains, the grain alone would be useless. You can't move it with a pitchfork, it's just grains too small, but together with the crushed handle, the crushed stem that it's still attached to, that's going to be enough to be able to move with a pitchfork. That gives it a status still of a yad. Amr blows a little vagadza, a two lines of vagadza. Lamanim shall after our almost an amud of taharos. Amr blazer lamanim shall tefilas shazikim keatar. Why are the tefilas of tzadikim compared to a pitchfork? Where do we have that? Vayeta lo yitzlak l'neichach ishtai. Right, the lashon of tefila by of lashon of atar. Loimelach ma'atas emhabechas tefuah begarim makal makam. Just like this atar, this pitchfork moves the grain and the threshing floor from place to place, it tosses it around. After tefilas of tzadikim habechas daitas shakash baruchu. The tefilas of tzadikim, they switch over the das of Hakash Baruch Hu, so to speak. Obviously, Hakash Baruch Hu is not bound to a specific das, but it switches over memidas achzarias from the attribute, from the mida of achzarias, lemidas rachmanas, to the mida from the mida of harshness to the mida of rachmanas, of mercy. So, but yet, that's like a pitchfork turning over the mida that's being employed at that time, at that moment. Okay, zakti mishnah. Interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah is very cryptic, actually. Mishnah says it's one line Mishnah. I mean, it's a two line Mishnah, very wide lines, but it's a two line Mishnah, which the Mishnah doesn't really elaborate within the Mishnah what it's talking about. And Rashi, of course, the Mishnah just keeps using the words Mefarsh Begemar, Mefarsh Gemar, because the Gemara is Braises and Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and the subsequent Rais for the Braises will give us a much clearer picture of what the Mishnah is talking about. But let's see. Mesachim and Asarim. You're allowed to cover a sukkah with boards. We know. A dover that's not Mekabel Tumah, that grew from the ground, is kosher schach. It's perfect. Boards, wooden boards, flat wooden boards, which don't have a base kibbutz, are not mekabel tumah, and therefore the kosher schach. Besides the Tanakh of the Mishnah, these Nesarim, we don't, the Mishnah does not say how big these Nesarim are. Nesarim boards, even though they have a status of Nesarim, we'll call them, are also kasher. They have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eiser. Rabbi Eiser says, no, these Nesarim are no good, they're Aser. Now, it's interesting, Lashon of Eiser. It doesn't say Rabbi Paisel, it says Rabbi Asers. Asers mashma that it's a psul lechatchila, but by the Evan, it'll be kasher. However, it's clear in the Brisa, so we're going to see the Gemara, that our Meir does Pasel. If that's the case, why does he use Lashon of Eiser? Why didn't he just say Pasel? So the Ritva explains, beautiful, the Ritva says that first of all, he's corresponding to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he could use the Sarim, so he's saying, you can't. The Lashon you can't, it's Usser. Therefore, just for the symmetry of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Had Rabbi Yehuda said Kusher, he would have said Pasul. But that's not what it says. He didn't say Kusher. He says you can. So Rabbi says you can't. And Usser is typically the term that connotes you cannot. But the Ritva says further, and there's a beautiful connection that we have back enough base from the Nesivis. The Ritva says that we know that as a general, even according to Meir, ultimately, the Psul, we're saying it's Pasul. But the Psul is going to Rabbanu. The psul is drabbanan. I mean, the rice level would be kosher, because no matter how big the board is, if it's not makabel tuma and it's a grows to the ground, it's kosher schach. We're going to see the Gemara, the reason why it's no good, we'll get ahead of ourselves now. The Gemara is going to explain the reason is gezeras tikra, it resembles the roof of one's house. It's too similar to the roof of one's house, and that's the problem. That's the problem why it's not kosher. That's a psul drabbanan. We said it in Daf Beis. That by deraisa tani psula, by deraisa we say lashon pasul, by drabbanan, and we find elsewhere in Shasta that we do say lashon pasul by drabbanan too. It's not, so we're not going to say there's a rule across Shasta that we'll never use lashon pasul by drabbanan, but we're faster to use lashon pasul by deraisa and slower to use it by drabbanan. Ritva says that klal over here as well, connects it back to our base. If you remember, we said beautiful for the Nesivis, the logic alumnus for that perhaps is because on deraisa, when you have a, then deraisa, it's inherent in the Chefza. Deraisa creates a different metzias, a different halachic status within a Chefs itself, whether it's inherently usher, inherently mutter, inherently kosher, inherently puzzle. Whereas drabbanans are in the gavra. I cannot use such a schach. I can't use such a sukkah. It's drabbanan's power is such that they can create mitzvahs or isurim on the person. Of course, even as they relate to Cheftas, but it's on the person, and therefore by the Rabbanan, we're slower to use Lashon HaPasul. So the Ritva is applying that same lambda. Again, that's the Nesivus we used to explain that din and the Gemara and Daf Beis, but the Ritva is connecting the Gemara and Daf Beis that we use Lashon HaPasul as opposed to Psul because it's a Psul, the Rabbanan, nice Tushta. Okay, says the Mishnah further. If one put a board that's four Tvachim wide on the Sukkah, the halacha is Ksheira, the Sukkah remains Kasher, probably doesn't sleep underneath it. Now, the first line of the Mishnah doesn't say, the Machlekes Rameir and Rebuda, how big the Nesar is that we're talking about. The next line of the Mishnah doesn't say who's going like Kulei Alma. Sounds like Kulei Alma. And it says, a matter of fact, if you have a Nesar for Tvachim, Taka, don't sleep underneath it, but the Sukkah remains kosher. Don't sleep underneath that part of the Sukkah, but the Sukkah remains kosher. So it sounds like there is some sort of issue. Is it a Kulei Alma? Is it only Rameir? Is it only Rebuda? So the Gemara is going to elaborate. The Mishnah is a little cryptic, but basically the Gemara is Machlekes Rav Shmuel. What the Machlekes in the Rameir is, we'll get to a more clear explanation of the Mishnah itself. One point which is clear in the Mishnah says, provided you don't sleep underneath it. Why is the Mishnah focused on sleeping underneath it? Why does the Mishnah say, Vashli Yechel Tachtav? We're saying the Sukkah itself remains kosher, but don't utilize the area under that four Tefach Neser. Okay, so don't utilize the area for Sukkah B'chlal. Don't eat underneath it. Why do you say don't sleep? So the Achmarina point out because Achilas Arai is Mutter out of the Sukkah B'chlal. So we're not going to use the Lashon of don't eat underneath it because a temporary eating you can do out of the Sukkah, certainly in the part of the Sukkah that's four Tvachim, you can eat as well. Sleeping, we know, requires a kosher Sukkah. I don't believe we make a distinction between sleeping arai or sleeping kavua. Sleep already is considered enough of an act of using of teshuva, of using a sukkah, of requiring a sukkah, and therefore the example Mishnah specifically picks is sleeping as opposed to eating. Okay. Amarav. Machlekes ben Nesarim sheish ben arba. Rav explains Machlekes ben Yehuda. Remember, we said our first problem in the mission was we have Machlekes ben Yehuda and Rav Meir. Whether Nesarim are kosher, Rav Yehuda says yes, Rav Meir says no, but it didn't say a size. So Rav explains the sizes as follows: Machlekes ben Nesarim sheish ben arba. Machlekes is by Nesarim, by boards that have a width of four tvachim. Rav Meir is like gzeir tikra. Rav Yehuda less like gzeir tikra. Rav Meir holds there's a gzeir of tikra. There's a gzeir that resembles the roof of a house, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. Rav Yehuda says no, even four tvachim boards still kosher. He's not worried about the gzeir tikra. So this lechera should not be confused, and someone was actually unbelievable already at around 5 o'clock this morning, was already had seen the daf this morning, and was, I'm not going to say his name because he would be embarrassed, but he was asking questions if this relates to the sugya that we had before about sukkah gabi sukkah. I think that's a different idea. Sukkah gabi sukkah is a problem of oil with an oil. The pasuk tells me basukkah is chaser, and we darshan from basukkah is chaser. That's got to be one sukkah, not two sukkahs. Here, it's in that one sukkah alone. We're saying it's no good because it resembles my dearest keva. And my whole point is to be in a dearest arai, and it's a gzeira. It's clearly a gzeira because this neser would be kosher for schach on a Torah level. It's kosher schach, but it's a gzeira that it resembles the roof. So our mayor says that four tefachim resembles the roof, and therefore it's no good. Av minasarim shein bam arba, but asarim which don't have a shear four, difficult shear. So Rav's being more lenient. We'll see that the whole machlekes is when it's a neser of four tefachim, a neser less than four tefachim, a board less than four tefachim. Everyone agrees it's kosher, not a problem. Shmuel Amar Shmuel is in one step more chamer. Shmuel says, he's much more chamer because Shmuel says that by four tefachim, everyone's going to agree it's no good. Even Rebbe doesn't agree it's no good. So here's the machlekes. Says the Gemara, Shmuel says, b'shem amr machlekes, the machlekes is goofy, we don't have four tefachim. Al v'yesh b'ar, but once it's four tefachim, the v'yakal psula, everyone agrees it's pasul. When it's less than four tefachim, it's machlekes. When it's more than four tefachim, when it's four tefachim or more, even Rebbe is going to agree it's pasul. Ask the Gemara, Imam Arba, according to Shmuel, if the you don't have four tefachim, b'afil pachas b'shleisha, you didn't give me a shear. You're saying less than four tefachim. Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah clearly is machshir, and Rebbe Meir is saying it's pasul. Less than four tefachim is pasul. What shear? How can a malman know? Even less than afila, I skipped afila pachas b'shleisha. Even less than three tefachim is he going to pasul? Even less than three tefachim. To what point? Where is he going to say how small is going to be kosher? These are basic boards. Of course they're kosher. So what's going to be these case where a Meir says pasul? Says the Gemara, Shmuel is going to learn. Amar Papa, this is what Shmuel is saying. Yesh bam arba divya kol psula. If you have four tefachim, everyone agrees it's pasul. What Shmuel means to say is as follows: if you have a board that's four tefachim wide, Sairah Meir Sairah Yehuda agree it's pasul. Pachas b'shalayish divya kol kshera. Less than three tefachim, all are going to be in agreement that such a sukkah is such schach is kosher. My taima kana malmanenu. It's sticks. Right, thin sticks up for a short kosher. As they get thicker and thicker, they remain kosher. Up to three tefachim, according to everyone, is still going to be kosher. Where's the shayla? Ki pligi mishleish ad arba. The machlekes is from three to four tefachim wide. That's me machlekes. Marsav akivin less shir makam legazrinan. Marsav akivin nafkele mitaris loved gazrinan. The machlekes is between three and four tefachim. Between three and four tefachim, Rebbe just says not a problem. Still kosher. Why? Until you get to a shir, we spoke on the other daf. What's considered makam chashiv for mechitzas for other purposes? Four tefachim. Anything less than four tefachim is considered basic boards, kosher for schach. Four tefachim already is a problem, again, according to Shmuel, four tefachim is a problem, even Rebbe Yehuda. But Rameir says, no, even three tefachim, which already is out of the shear of Lovet, that's chashiv enough. Once out of shear of Lovet, that's chashiv enough to be a problem. So again, the whole thing is Xeris Tikra, but the Machlekes is, where does the Xeris start? Does it start from three tefachim? According to Rameir, it starts from two tefachim. According to Rebbe, it starts from four tefachim. But they both agree at some point in Xeris Tikra, that's Shmuel's opinion. According to Rav, Rebbe Yehuda does not agree to this Xeris Bechlal. Rebbe Yehuda is not a problem, doesn't seem to have any issue with these boards, no matter size. And only Rameir has an issue, and even Rameir only has an issue by four tefachim. Interesting diak, there's a cloud we just spoke out the other day, so let's that quickly chazur again. A good cloud for Shas. We know the lacha by Rav and Shmuel, when they have an argument, we paskin like Rav by Isser, which is our sugya. Sukkah, schach is all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs and Isser is Rav. Mammon is we paskin like Shmuel. And remember, we gave a memory tool. The memory tool was, ain't halcha b'mammon acha rave. You don't go by mammon after the rave. You don't go by majority. You don't go based on the majority for mammon's purposes. You don't go based on rave by mammon's. And we do a play on words. Ain't halcha b'mammon acha rav. That's the way to remember. You don't go based on Rav by mammon's. But you do go like Rav by Isser. Here, the Mefarshim wanted to be Medayik. It's a riff. The riff wants to be Medayik that it seems like you passed like Shmuel. And we have a whole sugya coming up, but for and within the sugya, before we get ahead of ourselves, we have just not a whole sugya, at least an amud coming up, where the Gemara is going to seemingly be more rias against Rav than against Shmuel, but it's more than that. Says the riff, Rav Papa came along and said, Amar Rav Papa, he's explaining Shmuel. It sounds like he passed like Shmuel. Ask the Balmar, what do you mean? You have a problem with an Amira, we don't understand Shmuel, what he's saying. So another Amira, and a later Amira comes and explains what he's saying. What's the Raya, what's the Rift's Raya from Rav Papa explaining Shmuel? Explains the Achrenim, because if Rav Papa was coming to explain Shmuel just for the purposes of explaining Shmuel, he would have said, Amalach Shmuel. Yes, the Kasha on Shmuel. That was Pshanah's Memra. So Rav Papa would say, Amalach Shmuel. Shmuel will tell you, meaning Shmuel will tell you this, but we don't pass it the way, we pass it like Rav. The Lashon of Hachi Amar, this is what Shmuel is saying, is more Mashmash, Stark Lashon, than he passed like Shmuel. So interesting, it's twice in three blot. Why am I saying, the riff speaks out of here, but there's a second time in three blot that we have that we're passing by Isser, by Sukkah, like Shmuel. What was the other case? When you have schach that was connected to the ground and already put in the Sukkah, and then you cut it, and is cutting it alone enough to take away the status of Tasa of Limnasa or not? That was the Shaila. Rav, we explained the Obi Rav has held it was enough. Kitsi Sasan, Zuhi, Asiyasan, cutting it was enough. And Shmuel, what we explained for Avuna, Shmuel held you have to lift it up, you have to lift it up, otherwise it's no good. And we point out there too, we point out over there too, that the Macharenim say we pass like Shmuel, that you have to lift it up, not like Rav. Another case by Schach, second time having by Schach or by Sukkah, they'll pass like Shmuel over Rav. Again, this is not the general klal, this is these are exceptions to the rule. We'll pass like Shmuel, even though it's Isser, the second time in a few blocks that we have this concept. Okay, back to the conversation, back to Rice.
One point. Just to make a deal, Nisar and Dafka, but let's say a tree trunk that's 6 tefachim wide, or 6 tefachim, diameter.
So yeah, that's a good point. I didn't see anyone speak it out, but the part of the point is it resembles a roof. Gezeiras Tikra. Right, so that's 100%. So the chur is something which wouldn't resemble a roof. Will the chur not have this exact issue? Definitely 100%. Even, but there is a separate issue, by the way, which I mean, I say separate, but the first one, so they do bring down Xeris Tikra is not just about the size, also it's about the fact that when smooth boards, even if you have smaller boards, but they pack tight together and they don't let rain come through, that also is Xeris Tikra. So some people, you have those, if you go to the Home Depot and you buy these thin slats, many people use them for schach. They're very convenient. I've seen them. It's like twice the size of bamboo, and you buy a bunch of them and you just roll them out. They're very convenient. Other people don't want to use them because if they're packed tight, then they could get packed pretty tightly together. They could be pretty, rain really does come through, so I don't see why it's such an issue. But another reason why it could resemble Tikra, similar idea, even though it's much smaller than the shirim we're talking about over here. But again, back to your case, Lazer, L'chaira, that would not have any of these criteria of not allowing. I mean, if it's big, maybe it won't allow rain in, but it certainly doesn't resemble a roof in a case where it's clearly a natural product. Tan, says Amar, a raya to Shmuel. We learned in our Mishnah, if you put a neser that's 4 tefachim wide in the sukkah, the sukkah remains kosher. You didn't pass on the sukkah, but you shouldn't sleep underneath that part of the sukkah. The Mishnah assumes that this is going according to but everyone. So according to Shmuel, it's great. Even Rabbi agrees a 4 tefach board is no good. According to Rav, Rabbi has no issue with any size board. So why can't you sleep underneath it? Says Mar Bishlam Shmuel Domer B'Shem Amar Machleikus. Machleikus only with this less than 4 tefachim. Avli Yishma Mar Divrei Pesulim. Once you have 4 tefachim, you use pasul. Mishnah Machleikus Shadachta. Therefore, you can't sleep underneath it, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah saying a stam din. Last time the Mishnah is going to Kli Alma. El Rab Domer B'Shem Amar Machleikus. According to Rab, says the Machleikus is dafk with this B'Shiyesh Le. I should say B'Shiyesh Ben Amar Machleikus. We have 4 tefachim. Avli Yishma Mar Divrei Kol Kshera. But less than 4 tefachim, everyone uses kosher. But even when the main point we need is really the first line. Even when this 4 tefachim is the Machleikus, namely Rabbi Yehuda still says it's kosher. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda, my leisha tachtav, why in the Mishnah are we saying the end of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why can't you sleep under the board as 4 tefachim wide? The Chayes not apostles according to Rav. The Mar says, you're right. Misav debir koli, seifas our mayor. We have to say, according to Rav, the end of the Mishnah goes to our mayor. Again, not so gishmak. The Mishnah has a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a statement, a one-line statement that the whole second half of the Mishnah is going only your mayor. According to your mayor, the 4 tefachim subsul, you can't sleep underneath it, but it won't pass the sukkah. According to Yehuda, you can even sleep underneath it. That's how Rav will have to interpret the Mishnah. Again, kash against Rav, we deflected it, but it was a raya. At least the attempt was a raya against Rav. Tashima, another proof against Rav. Shesadina Mizarfim, 2 sheets can combine to make a sukkah puzzle, combine to be a shear, to make a sukkah puzzle. Top of a maze, Shesadina Mizarfim, whereas 2 boards do not combine to make a shear puzzle. So Rameir Aimer, Apnasarim Kesadinim. Rameir says, Tanakhama is saying 2 boards do not combine. Rameir says, no, boards are like Sadinim, and they do combine. Just like sheets can combine to make a sukkah puzzle, to have a shear of a puzzle covering, so 2 boards can combine. Now, the Mar elaborates. Bishlam Shmuel Damar B'Shem Bam Arba Machlekes. According to Shmuel, where the Machlekes Rameir and the Tanakh and Buda is, where you don't have 4 tefachim, namely between 3 and 4 tefachim. Less than 3 tefachim, everyone uses kosher. More than 4, everyone uses pasul. It's between 3 and 4 is the Machlekes. Av Yish Bam Arba Diverkal Psula. But everyone agrees once it's 4 tefachim, it's pasul. So it's Gevaldik. That's the tzirif we're talking about. My Mistarfin, we're discussing a tzirif in order to Mistarf to 4 tefachim, Mistarfin the Arba. And we're saying Tanakama holds that 2 boards do not combine, and Rameir says 2 boards do combine, but they both agree with discussing whether it combines for a shear 4 tefachim, because they both agree 4 tefachim would be enough to pasul. El Rav Damar B'Yishesh Bam Arba Machlekes. Quite Rav and the Machlekes has been this 4 tefachim, there's Machlekes there still. Less than 4 tefachim, everyone uses kosher. So what's the case over here? If we're talking about boards that each one already has 4 tefachim, so lamely it's roof. You don't need tzirif. You don't need to combine. According to the view, this kosher anyway. According to the mayor, it's possible anyway. As is, you don't need tzirif. And elamai eat less of abra. I'm talking about boards that don't have 4 tefachim. Amai v'chalam amenenu. Once you less than 4 tefachim, according to Rav, Sire Mayor, Sire Buda agree. It's regular poles. Kanabalma. Mali if it's an inch thick. Mali if it's just under 4 tefachim thick. Once it's less than 4 tefachim, everyone uses kosher. So what do you mean it's a starfin? It's kosher schach. So what's the problem? Am I v'karim amin anu'etz karim ba'alma? So according to Rav, how are you interpreting that qualification that we quoted in this braisa, that machlekes according to our mayor and Tanakham, where they combine boards, what's the relevant combining boards? Says Gemara, la'ilam this may, again, according to Shmuel, the machlekes is, does it combine to being a shear of four tvachim? That'll be a problem. According to Rav, l'chari, what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, la'ilam this may arba, we're talking about where the board's ready with four. When my mistarfin la arba amas min atzad. It's a new tzirif. We're talking about being mistarfin to be four amas from the side. We know the halacha is, the idea of Teifin Akuma, the halacha is that even if I have schach puzzle, if it's at the side of the walls, I can just view the schach puzzle up to a shear for amas as a continuation of the wall. It's the crooked wall, Teifin Akuma. I can view it as a continuation of the wall until I get to my kosher schach. So over there, arba in the context of mistarfim was not mistarif for the shear of arba tvachim. We're talking about arba for the shear of arba amas. And what are we talking about? Puzzle schach. So we're talking about, let's say, boards that are four tvachim or larger. We're talking about boards that were four tvachim or larger. And the machleik, and the discussion, according to a mayor of combining was, or a mayor holds four tvachim is indeed a problem. It is indeed a problem, but the question is, who needs tzirif? It's a problem in and of itself. We mean on the side of the sukkah. On the side of the sukkah, you can combine multiple of these boards to get to shear for amas, and that invalidate the whole sukkah. That's referred to in that braisa. Lishnach, I mean, the Mer presents a different version of the braisa, a little bit of a shver. This is the second version, already jumps in one step later into the conversation, already one step later into the way we have it. The first one, I'm a little bothered, what's pshat in this version, why it automatically jumped to explain in this level of the discussion. Let's see it inside. According to Shmuel, says the machlekes is where you don't have four tvachim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher between three and four, and Rami says between three and four is no good. Before everyone agrees is no good. According to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rami, once you have four tvachim, it's going to be pasal sach. So over there, my mistar from the amos matzad, it's mistar to have four amos matzad. Very, very clear. Elul Rav. But according to Rav, Bishlam or Meir, my mistarfin. According to Meir in Rav, what does mistarf mean? Again, mistarf for Arba Amos Minatzad. It's mistarf for Arba Amos Minatzad. Right? Mistarf for Amos from the side. That's the tziruf. Ella. Again, so in this version, the Gemara already, not in the answer, the Gemara already in the buildup of the question, knew there's an angle of four Amos Minatzad of Defin Akuma, but the Gemara is still building into the question that according to Rav in Rav Meir, mistarif could be Arba Amos Minatzad. According to Shmuel, it could be for everyone. Say Rav, say Rav Meir, say Rav Yehuda. But according to Rav, it fits in Rav Meir. El Rav Yehuda, Damar Fili Yesh Bem Arabic Sheir. According to Yehuda, says even when you have boards of four, it's kosher. Ma'im mistarif. What mistarif would be relevant over there? Kanim Almaninu. It's merely it's basic. It's basic kanim. It's basic kanim. Again, the first one bothered the Parashas brings it. What was the Gemara's assumption to explain right away in that brisa that we're talking about a psul minatzad? We're talking about psul minatzad, especially in Shmuel. In Shmuel, we could easily explain they're talking about a psul of four tvachim in the middle of the sukkah, which is how we explained it in the first version. Okay, but the Maaseh Gemara's second version is already jumping to that assumption. It says the Gemara, according to Rav, how are you going to explain it? Like in Rabbi Yehuda, it's kind of alma. I did to come or Meir Mistarfin, Amar Bid Amistarfin, Mr. Nechrami. There was no Chiddush in the Tanakhama that says Amistarfin, it's not going to Chiddush. Now, the Lush Amistarfin is Mashma, that's not Mistarfin to Paso, but it's not Kosher Schach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mamish Kosher Schach. Less than four Tfachim is Mamish Kosher Schach. Why are we utilizing a Lush of Amistarfin, Mr. Nechrami? Really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we could have said Kosher Schach. The Lush of Amistarfin was ID to be symmetrical with her Meir. Her Meir was saying that it's Mistarf to create a Psul. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Amistarf. But not only is it Amistarf to create a Psul, sitting underneath that itself is kosher, it's Mamish Kosher Schach, because it is, even if it's four Tfachim, it's still going to be kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's more than Amistarfin, it's actually fully kosher schach. Again, the last name of Starf was only to correspond to Rav Meir. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasa to Rav, we have a Raisa that's a Raya to Rav. Tani Kavasa, friendly, we have Raya, first two Raisa, Kashas and Rav, Raisa Shmuel. We deflected them, but now we have, we're going to be a Raisa that it fits like Rav. And Tani Kavasa Shmuel, we're going to be another Raisa that fits like Shmuel. Tani Kavasa, we have Raisa that's Raya to Rav. Sucham Nasar Mishal Erez, Chemem Arba. If one covered a sukkah with boards of cedar that don't have width of four tvachim, Divir HaKok Shera, everyone's going to be an agreement that it's kosher. Yesh Bar Marba, once it's four tvachim, Rameir Price will be the Machshir. Very clear. So this price is very clear that up to four tvachim, everyone agrees it's kosher. From four tvachim and on, Rameir says pasur, Rabbi says kasher. It's mamish, word for word, Rav's interpretation of the machlokes. So this brisa clearly backs up Rav. We continue the brisa once we quote it. We continue the brisa says further. Amar Bihuda, this araya is already done. We have a raya to Rav, but we're going to quote the we're going to continue the conversation in the brisa. Amar Bihuda, the Tana brings a raya to his Shita, that even more than four tvachim is kosher, because ma'is b'shas hakana. There's a story b'shas hakana. Shavim nisar b'shay arba. There's a story b'shas the Sakana that they were made exer, Rashi says, against doing mitzvahs, and they brought nesarim that were arba boards that were four tachim wide. And we use it as chach. Rita says we use it as chach, and we sat on our porches for sukkah, even though the boards are four tachim wide. Is a raya the four tachim is kosher chach? Armalei, they said to Rita, that's your raya. Mishamaya ain't shasakana raya. Shasakana is not a raya, which is interesting. It's talking about what's hamina. What's hamina to your raya? Shasakana again, especially for saying the whole din of four tachim is exerus tikkur derabanan. It's just derabanan. So in a case shasakana, then derabanan would be relaxed their din. But this gets to actually a fundamental machlekes. Again, it gets back to the idea we said the Mishnah Ramir Asers or he apostles, right? Aser or apostle, are we saying it's Mamashah? So once the Rabbanan said it's no good, is it Mamashah apostle? In which case, even Shasakana, you can't use it. The Rabbanan apostles, Shasakah, or no, it was a the Rabbanan said not to use it, but it wasn't a full fledged apostle, and at least Shasakana, it could be used. That seems to be Machlaikis, Mamashah Tanayim, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda's being a Raya, and Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Huda, you have no Raya from Shasakana, but that seems to be Machlaikis, whether it can be Raya from Shasakana, whether the Sukkah is Kasher, Rabbi Huda saying the fact that it's Kasher, Shasakana, must mean it's always Kasher, and they're saying not so fast. But either way, the Machlaikis clearly is a right to Rav. Everyone's agreeing in this Prisa that less than four tefachim is kosher, only four tefachim above is the Machlaikis. Next right, this is the right to Shmuel. Tanakh is the Shmuel. Sikha bin Nisarim Sha'elris, Sheshbam Arba. If one covers Sikha with Nisarim boards of cedar that are, I'm not sure by the significance of cedar, but okay, boards of wood that were four tefachim wide, Tivekal Psula. Everyone agrees it's puzzle. That's like Shmuel that says everyone agrees four is puzzle. Aimba Marba, when it's less than four, Rameir Paiser bin Machshir, Rameir Pasels, and Rameir Machshir. Umayder, Rameir, Shemiesh bin Esther, so period. And that's really the way Shmuel explained it, that between three and four, less than three, everyone agrees it's kosher, four or more, everyone agrees it's puzzle. Between three and four is the Machlaikas. The Bryce doesn't elaborate that. All the pratim, but it fits like a glove. According to Shmuel, the brisa fits well. Now the brisa adds another din, which we'll get a more of elaboration on this din actually on Daf Yud Ches. But says the brisa, if you have a space between each one of these boards, the space equivalent to the board, that you leave the pesel doesn't mean psil. Pesel means pseilus karim yekev. The kosher schach is left in the middle. Uksheira. The first thing the Gemara is explained on Daf Yud Ches. We're talking about this. If you have something Gemara, have a picture. We're talking about where you have, let's say, a four tefach board right next to the wall, a space of four tefachim of kosher schach, another four tefachim board, back and forth, you alternate three times, and then in the center you leave eight consecutive four and four. In the center you have eight consecutive tefachim of kosher schach, which is the minimum share of a sukkah. So over there, Rameh has been my discussion because I have a minimum share of sukkah in the middle, and I have my walls on the side, and even though I have alternating in the sarim that are no good with schach that's good, I can, certainly with the halacha of Defin Akuma, I can get to my eight tefachim of schach in the middle and have a kosher shiur of sukkah, minimum sukkah, zayin al zayin. My eight tefachim is enough to give me a proper shiur of sukkah. Again, we'll see more about that on Daf Yud Ches. But okay, but our mayor's maida in that case, that's kosher. So that's more maida, one more din of maida. Maida, shemnasan, rabida, shemnasan, neser, shurach of abba tefachim. If you put on it a neser that's four tefachim, ksheira, veisham tachtav, veisham tachtav, leyatse chamasai. This price elaborates further that even rabida's maida, that if you put a neser four tefachim, the sukkah remains kosher, but you shouldn't sleep under it, because one who sleeps under it is not yetzah, because again, according to this brisa, which goes like Shmuel's version, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, four tefachim is already a problem, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to our mayor, four tefachim is a problem, the whole machlokes Rabbi Yehuda says, between three and four is kosher, and our mayor says, no, even three to four is possible, but everyone agrees that four is certainly going to be possible, and therefore one shouldn't sleep, it may not possible the sukkah, but one shouldn't sleep under the four, that brisa again clearly goes like Shmuel. Okay, one last din, which will take us to the bottom, and it goes rather quickly, itmar hafchanat yidan. These boards that are no good, they are just the lumps of the shah coming up is pretty basic. These boards that are four tefachim, let's say according to Shmuel, four tefachim is no good. Four tefachim is no good. According to everyone, according to Rav, it's only in their mayor. But these boards that are no good, what if you turn them sideways? You turn them sideways. So you're not using them like the width. The question is in lumdas, is it an inherent psul? It became pasal schach, and even turned on its side, is that going to be good? Or no, it's only no good if you leave them flat. When you leave them flat, you have zeros tikra. But once you put them on the side, you put them, you know, the lengthwise straight up to the sky, and it's only an inch or two thick now, maybe it's going to be kasher. That's the shayla. Let's see it inside. Idmar, hafchan al tzidim, if you turn them on their side, and you cover the sukkah as such, ravuna amar, psulas pasul, ravchizra ravuna amar kshera. So ravchizra ravuna say it's kasher, ravuna says it's pasul. Rav Nachman came to Surah, and Rav Chizder, Rabbi Ravuna, who held his kasher, they came to see him, see Rav Nachman. Amrili, they asked him, "Hafchan al tzidin, k'mah, what's the luck if you turn on its side?" Amrul psula. So Rav Nachman said, "It's possible." He said, "I'm sorry." Rav Nachman, Amrul psula. He says, "It's possible." But he elaborates, "Nasu kishpud shematchas." It becomes like spits of metal, just like spits of metal are inherently unfit for schach. they're inherently metal, mekabel tuma, they don't fit for schach. So to these boards, even though they're not mekabel tuma, but they are, once they're no good, lying flat on their regular side, they're no good even sideways, they become inherently puzzle even the other way. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, who had said kasher, Rav Huna was one that said, Rav Huna himself had said puzzle, he says to them, Le'amr l'chu, Amri kavasi, did it not say that, did I not tell you that Rav Nachman would agree to what I'm saying? That's puzzle? So Amri said no. Time of meaning, you may have said that that's halacha, but did you give us a logic that we didn't accept? You never gave us logic. You said it's puzzle, and we held logically to be kosher because you no longer the problem of tikra. Amar lu, so Rav Huna said back, we beis him in a time of le amar lu. Did you ask me for the reason that I didn't share with you? You didn't ask me for the reason, but I told you it's puzzle, and you see I was right from Nachman. Okay, interesting. What the point of that shakra v'tayi was? Says the Gemara, lemas ele. Let's bring a raya to Rav Huna. A sukkah which does not accommodate for Reisha Ruba Vishachanai, Aishav Saparza, or if there's a breach in the walls large enough for a goat to walk through without having to bend down. So far, these are all psulim to the sukkah. The first two are not psulim that we really require for our purposes. Here's the part that we need. Where you put a board that's four tfachim, even the board is not covering more than three tfachim in the sukkah. So clearly it's on an angle. I mean, it's a simple taich. It's on an angle. You have a four tfach board, it's only covering three tfachim in the sukkah. Still, all these cases are psula. Now, what's this case of a board that's four tfachim wide, that is a pasal schach, which is only covering less than four tfachim, three tfachim in the sukkah? What's the case? It's damn. Look at the case where it was sideways. Now, not fully sideways. If it was fully sideways, I mean, unless it's really wide, three tfachim wide, it's a big festa board. But the point is, but it's at least partially sideways. The point is, it's not flat, and still, even though it's only covering three tfachim, which is normally a shear, three tfachim or less, we said even according to Shmuel, even according to Meir, is kosher. Here it's possible because inherently it's a board that's four tfachim wide. It's a riot to Rav Huna that once this board is too big, it becomes inherently puzzle. Says the Mar, is not the case. Loi the Mar, the flex says no. Hakam askin koy da anchi. You put it at the edge of the sukkah. Apum in the metal. You put it right by the doorway, the edge of the sukkah. The ayli tlas legav v'apik halavar. You have three tefachim of this board covering proper sukkah with walls, and then one tefach juts out past where the walls extend. Have a psal yetzman sukkah. This connects to that famous din of psal yetzman sukkah. That was we discussed in the past psal yetzman sukkah the other way. If I have kosher schach extending a tefach, or let's say outside of where my walls end, we consider that area also kosher, even though I don't have walls there, since it's part of the sukkah and it extends from the sukkah and it's kosher schach. It extends and my sukkah is kosher there. Here we're referring the other way. Here we're saying that since that board is a din of psal yetzman sukkah, it combines to give me a shear for tefachim. And it makes a pasos, which is interesting. I only have three tefachim of that board within the walls of my sukkah. The fourth tefach of the board is outside the sukkah. I should say maybe it's not a problem because three tefachim or less is, let's just say, drop us less than three tefachim is kosher l'kulei alma. No, I see the full tefach, the full board because of this din of psal yetzim and a sukkah, and therefore sukkah's pasos. Says Gemara, hayetzim and a sukkah, v'chol psal yetzim and a sukkah, need the sukkah, it's need like the sukkah. That's that din over there. Not a riot that these boards are inherently pasol. It's pasol in that case because it's a din of psal hayetzim and a sukkah. Therefore, it's pasol, but not a riot in that machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Huna Bar Chia. And I'm a chikis to not a raya to Rav Huna against Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna. A raya we don't have. We're not going to pass like Rav Huna, but a raya we don't have. We'll pose over here picking up tomorrow. Mr. I'm having a wonderful day.